Hey guys, it's Let's Talk About Sex Podcast, back for another episode. And I know it's been so long and I keep saying this every episode and I keep saying I'm going to be more consistent, but I just need to be more motivated to, you know, record and get episodes out because I have so many things I want to talk about and it's just like, where is the freaking time? But thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to my previous episodes. I appreciate all the love and all the listeners. And if you've been sharing and telling a friend and telling a friend of a friend of a friend, I want to say thank you. Thank you all for listening. And hopefully you're following me on Instagram at Let's Talk About Sex Podcast _ and on Twitter at Let's Talk About Sex, LetstTalkAboutSex. And liking the Facebook page, Let's Talk About Sex, everything, and how to spell it and where to find me and how to reach me via email. It will be in the description of this episode and previous episodes, so please feel free to follow, to comment, to express how you feel, give your opinions, advice, any of the above. Appreciate it. So it's been like a long time since I recorded an episode, and I know, like, you guys probably like, is she done? Is she gonna record something else? But hello, I'm back. I mean, hi. So for this one, like, I really wanted to discuss this like with another person, but I'm just on my own, which is fine. So for this one, it's going to be, you know, a lot of women feel like size of the penis dick matters. You know, everyone has their preference from small, medium, large, 5 inches, 6 inches, 8, 9, 10, 12. You know, and different opinions with that. And just likewise with men, men don't like long labias, large lips, or roast beef lips, as I've read and have heard men say. Like, people have preferences of not too big of a clit, big clits, small clits, clits that don't look like they exist. Like, people have so many different, I don't even know what to call it, preferences. And it's just like, what? So in regards to penis size and dick size, like, does size really matter? You know, and from reading different things from this group I'm in on Facebook and hearing people's sexual experiences, I'm just like, even using like dodos or toys, it's like that people prefer now. From, I'm talking from things I've read and from stories I've been told, so. It's so, from everything that I've gathered, it's like some people like smaller penises because they can do more, their insides aren't getting crushed, their cervix is still intact, and things like that. Some people also don't like small penises because it slips out when they're doing doggy style or when they're riding reverse cowgirl and stuff like that. You know, and then I've heard that men with bigger penises, some of them don't know how to use it. It hurts. Their cervix is like getting crushed to oblivion. They bleed. You know, they have to be seen at the hospital. It hurts to do anal. Oh, and then people say for smaller penises, it's easier to do anal. Some people like curved penises. Some people, from what I've gathered, like, don't like curved penises because it can hurt. And then, like, you have skinny pencil ones, and people say that those are the worst. People like those. People say that thick, they like thickness, the girth of the penis, So like if you have a 5-inch or a 6, which some people consider small, as long as it's girthy and thick, then it's, you know, even better. And some people, you know, love big penises from 8 and up because, you know, their G-spot gets hit and things like that. So of course that makes them more gushy, more wet, more juicy, and things like that. I remember this one lady was like, her boyfriend that she had at the time had a big penis, but she was like that he didn't know how to use it, or it was her ex, and she was saying how he didn't know how to use it. So she was like, you know, these dudes brag about their big dick, big penis, and it's like when it comes down to it, they don't even know what they're doing. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with porn, because men watch porn and they try to do what they see on porn, and it's like, you can't be doing that, because porn, they be going on rough fast and stuff like that. Whereas some women may like it slow, that's how they get there. Some people may like it fast and rough, but it's like, you have to figure out the person you're fucking to really know what they're into and what they like before you go and start fucking them like a jackrabbit or like a dog on someone's leg. You know, some people also say like smaller penises they're easier to deep throat, they're easier to suck, versus a big dick where you're choking and gagging, or you're throwing up while giving head, and like all this other craziness. Like, these, the things I read and hear is just so crazy. Or, you know, when it comes to like using different props and stuff, like people using the grapefruit method, it's like, oh, you know, bigger penis, you can use bigger fruits, or doing all these like fruit roll-ups and different things. But, you know, that could be for another topic. But it's just like, to hear these stories, it's just like, wow. And even when it comes to like toys and dodos, because, you know, they go up to a different size. Now, people like say 12 inches is too big, and I would have to agree, because one day I was on Amazon looking at sex toys, and I was like, ooh, this is realistic one. It's a suction dodo. It's veiny. It was 12 inches. I bought it off of Amazon, and I tried to use it. Lo and behold, I had to throw it in the trash, because I don't know how in the hell women can fit 12 inches into their vagina. Like, your vagina has to be stretched the fuck out, because it didn't go nowhere in. Like, it was just sitting there. So I can only imagine, like, I don't even know, like, what? That was definitely interesting. So that was like a waste of money, and it just went in the trash. But I mean, it would have been, you know, nice for whoever who can fit that. And I'm just like thinking in my head, like, how, who, what? I don't know how women do it. I don't know how these porn stars do it, but of course they have more experience. But wow. And then when it comes to the women, large labias, roast beef lips, big clits, small clits, no clit. Like, for one, if a woman has larger lips, like, what's the problem with that? That's not affecting your penis or dick going inside the pussy. Like, that has nothing to do with anything. Granted, if you're giving her head and you don't want to pull on or suck on extra lips, I can maybe understand. Or if the clit's too big, which the clit is a mini penis anyways, so it's like, some big clits now from watching porn is creepy, because they do, it's like a mini penis. But I mean, hey, some people have fetishes and that's what they like. But, you know, some dudes may not like that, because they may feel like that's a little bit too on the gay side, quotations marks, gay side, and don't want to be sucking on a mini penis / big clit, or they want to like perfect size, or they want these little non-existent clits. It's just like, it's just so many different preferences, and it's just like, really, like, women can't help that they were born with this type of clit, nor can men, you know, how they were born with a large penis or a small penis or a micro penis. You know, it's something that just people have to just deal with. But you guys can, you know, what do you guys prefer? Do you guys prefer, excuse me, do you guys prefer like a 5-inch, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 or more? And if you do more than 12 and up, congratulations to you. But like, what do you guys prefer, women or men? Like, what penis size do you prefer? Let me know. You can email me, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. And then like, you men, like, do you guys prefer a certain clit size or lip size? Like, you know, you can also let me know too on my social medias or email. I do feel though, like, the perfect size clit just for, well, some people, we just like a medium size, like, clit that you can see, that you actually like pop in your mouth, versus one that's non-existent. And then a big one, like right in the middle, it's like the perfect one. I know this episode was probably kind of short. I don't feel like it was. And I also didn't hear myself talking in circles, which I am so proud of. Yes, give me a round of applause. Clap, 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 clap. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening to this one. I promise to be more consistent. I may or may have not crossed my two fingers behind my back, you know. But anyways, thanks for listening. Please let me know your preferences. I will greatly like to know. And if you want me to rate your clit size, if it's good or not, you know, you can send me pictures, hit my email, hit my DM, Twitter, all that. I don't want your penis pics, so please keep them to yourself. But thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk About Sex Podcast. Behind closed doors, I'm a fool for your love.